And of course, there's so many things, too, that I am not all... the meanings, shades of meaning, subtleties, things like that, which might be true only for myself.
Right.
Or I might be using something through a misunderstanding of the word or something.
Yeah.
Misapprehension.
Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, we'll check it all with it. Let's go on. Let me see. If somebody began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he what? If he's sweating now, in the past, he...
Past tense of sweat?
Yeah.
Now, that all depends. I don't know, there'd be some times when I would just use sweat as past tense, but other times when I'd use sweated, and I'm trying to think of...
what the context would be?
Yes,
Okay, it might just be random variation.
It could be.
Okay. Let me see. A discharging sore that you might have that comes to a head.
Like a boil?
Yeah. Okay. And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called...
pus.
Okay. And if you get some infection in your hand, so your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say my hand...
has become swollen.
Okay. And yesterday my hand what?
Swelled up.
Okay. And if it's not infected, it probably won't...
swell.
Okay. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is... you call that?
Lymph, I think.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a...
a perforated wound.
Okay. And a kind of... in the wound, there's a kind of flesh that grows in there.
You scar? The scab?
Okay. You ever hear the phrase, proud flesh?
No.
Okay. I think that's strictly a mountain. Okay, if you get just a little cut on your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Well, it's funny, we were just talking about that the other night. As a kid, it was Mercuricone, or witch hazel. If it was really a bad cut, this hurt more, but then it was deemed necessary to use rubbing alcohol. And it was only until we got later that we started using things like methylate and hydrogen peroxide.
What about that red stuff that burns?
Iodine?
Yeah. Did you ever use that?
I think mercurochrome is a general form of iodine.
Yeah. Okay. And the stuff that used to be given sometimes for malaria, as a tonic for malaria.
Quinine.
Okay. If a man was shot and never got up again, you know, didn't recover, you say that he what?
That.
Okay. Any veiled ways of saying that are common that you know?
Oh, yes. You mean speaking of someone who...
has died?
Oh, those, you know, things like passed away and... I can think, I know a bunch of them. I can't seem to pull them out right now.
Okay. Let me see. Crude terms for the same thing.
Kick the bucket. Croaked.
Croaked. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. If you're not sure what caused the death, you would say, I don't know what he died
of.
Oh, okay. And the place where people are buried is called a
cemetery.